to season 6 of Travel Stories Podcast, where I am in Brazil. Such a quick intro. I love it. If you are in Norwich, can you tell I've been watching the new Alan Partridge series? If you're in Norwich and you are at the market, just listen to a podcast at the market. That'll do for that one. If you are in Istanbul. Did that used to be Constantinople? Am I thinking of that right? I've been there twice, I should know. Oh, once? I don't know how many times. I think I've been there once. I don't know. And you are, what are you doing there? And you're at the market, right? This podcast today is for market folk. Then I would invite you to join me. I am in the same place as I was last time, in Niterói, but I am moving in 2 days, something like that. What day is it today? Yeah, I'm moving in 2 days. Anyway, so I am in Brazil. I'm in Niterói. Well, São Domingos, kind of. Yeah. I'm actually closer to, like, the beach here is weird. I'm already going off on tangents. The beach here is weird because it's like the bin of Copacabana. What's the American version of that? Trash can. It's like the trash can of Copacabana. Because if you throw something in Copacabana, it's like a bay here. It's like a big circle, and so it gets caught up and then goes here. So it's like it just washes all up here. You know, so the beach is here in Niterói. It's like we have Copacabana. You could throw a bottle in the water in Copacabana Thursday night, and then by Friday evening, you can come to Niterói. You can find the same bottle. You know what I mean? So it's a bit like that. But anyway, yeah, so I'm here, and I'm no longer smoking cigarettes, right? No longer smoking cigarettes. And the reason I was smoking cigarettes, right, is because in Brazil, it's illegal, prohibited, right, to have those, what are they called, electronic cigarettes, which I do enjoy. Because you don't smell bad, because, like, come on, cigarettes smell bad, you know? Unless, like, it's mixed with, like, a mechanics place, you know, if it's mixed with, like, oil, WD-40, tires, that type of stuff, then fine, fits right in. But if you're just chilling, then, yeah, it's not nice to smell like cigarettes. So I like those electronic ones, right? And they're illegal here, and it's, like, 10 grand, fine, if you got one, right? And so, obviously, they can't sell them anywhere. I didn't know that. So I got here expecting to buy some, and I couldn't. So I was on the cigarettes. I'm trying incredibly. It's difficult for me to say the word cigarette when in England we call it something else. But for the sake of American listeners, I ain't. So anyway. What happened then, right? I haven't had a coffee yet. So, yeah, and then I found this place, right, that looked like if it were in England, it would sell them, right? It would sell electronic cigarettes. So I thought, why not? Let's give it a go. Went in there, right? And this is the beauty of Niterói, right? This is the beauty of it. Went in there. I was like, yeah. I said, have you got any of those electronic cigarettes, right? And they were like, oh, they're prohibited. They're illegal. You know, it's 10 grand fine and that. I was like, yeah. Have you got any? She goes, yeah. Of course you do. Do you want one? So I got one, which is good. And so now I'm no longer smoking cigarettes. Lovely. That first 5 minutes is just about me not smoking cigarettes. This is supposed to be a travel podcast. Come on. All right. So let's talk about something else, right? So as you remember last episode, right, I was talking about how I met this girl in... I'm changing all my speech. I would have said... It sounds bad then. I would have said bird. That's what we call girls. Anyway, I met this bird, right? I was talking about it last episode, right? The one that was incredibly young and that lives in this house that I haven't seen since. And anyway, we were talking about, you know, where we are, like in Niterói and what's around and stuff like that. This is when I just kind of got here. Right. And she was showing me on the map. She was like, yeah, you can go here and you go to this place. The beach is here, but this beach is better, you know. And she goes, this is like one of the worst favelas. Like, don't go, whatever you do, don't go here, you know, in this area here. And then over here is the shopping center. You can go to whatever, you know. I was like, okay. And then I was walking the other day You can see where this is going already. I was walking somewhere into town, but I wasn't looking at my map. You know, I was just walking. Oh, I think it's this way. Turns out I'd been going the wrong way for quite a while. And so I thought, oh, I've got to go through, you know, over there, that direction. So I went that direction. And then I kind of looked up after a bit and I'm like, oh, this is looking kind of dodgy now, looking real dodgy. So it was kind of, you know, looking like the Wild West. And so hid behind this bit of a wall just so I can get my phone out, you know. Immediately the headphones come out of my ears, like the bright white headphones, they come out of my ears. Right? And I'm looking at my phone and I am, as you can probably tell, I'm right in the middle of the favela that she said not to go in. I'm like, oh no. But I'm already like, I don't know, like 60% through it, right? So, and like where I want to go is directly through it. Like if I go round, it's going to take, I don't know, half an hour to get where I need to go. But it's like 5 minutes, you know, 5-10 minutes. I just need to walk through. So I thought, why not? There's me in me trainers with me suntan lotion on. And be fake Ray-Bans. looking like a tourist. Oh man, boy was I looking like a tourist. So I put my phone in my pocket and I'm walking through and it's like, it really is kind of like the Wild West, you know? It's like, if I look to my left, there's like people just chilling, like outside the little buildings and like just chilling. Everyone's just chilling, you know? And like every now and then a motorbike had come past, you know, eerily close. So I'm walking straight through the middle, man. And it was like, you want to do that thing where you want to kind of turn to the side, turn your head and look as if you're looking to the side, but actually you're looking in your peripheral vision behind you. You know, I always do that. It's a good move. And then, so I wanted to do that, but then when I look to the side, there's people to the side. So it looks like I'm just looking at them, right? So I don't want to do that because I don't want to be looking at people, you know. And oh man, and there was this bloke and there was his bird. I'm going to say bird, his bird. And I could tell even in my peripheral vision that she was beautiful, but there was no way in hell that I was going to be looking in any way in that direction, you know. So anyway, there's me, head kind of down, walking through. And I don't particularly enjoy doing that, walking through the favelas, because like, I don't know, it's a weird feeling. I don't like it. It's scary, if anything. It is a scary feeling. And you're just there in your head thinking, I'm Louis through, just trying to walk through. Oh, man. So, yeah, tough. And it sounds like, I don't know, it kind of half sounds like when an inexperienced person goes to a like dangerous place or like a semi-dangerous place and they think it's dangerous, but it's not or something like that. And they're scared of it. But I promise you, it ain't like that. It's very real. So that was that. And that was incredibly fun. And then I got out of there and it was scary, man. It's hard to put into words because it's like all you're doing is walking through a street. It is scary because anything can happen, man. It really honestly can. There were gunshots the other night. The other night we were just hanging out, watching something on TV. Not TV. We were watching Peep Show on Netflix. Anyway, we were watching that and then suddenly, it must have been, you're talking 50 yards away, something like that. You just hear, ding. And I'm like, what the hell was that? And just guns. Oh, that sound. Door locked, is it? Anyway, so that was that. And then after that, incredible storm, as I'm sure people on my Instagram saw. Ridiculous storms here. I think they're just about done, but yeah, ridiculous storms. But then after the storm, this is what I found interesting. After the storm, there was some creatures out on the terrace that we have. And we've all seen snails. We all know. We know them. We love them. If we're French, we eat them, right? And but these snails, man, honestly, like the size of tennis balls, like the size of apples, like a slimy golden delicious just slugging itself along the wall. You know what I mean? Man, ridiculous, honestly. And I was told afterwards that they came here from, they didn't come in, like, on, of their own accord. They came here from Africa, and they're African snails, and they just chill here. Massive, honestly, massive. It's weird. Truffle podcast, this is. Right. Can you tell them? I'm just trying to remember as to what happened? Because I always do these, and I'm always like, yeah, well, I can't think of what's happened in the last however long. But now I've got some stuff in me memory, so it's all good. It's all good. But yeah, okay, right. Still coughing. Right, brings me on to Carnival. And some things have happened since Carnival. I went, it was good. That's a short version of the story. Okay, so I'm there. I'm chilling in my house, right? And I'm living with other people at the moment, right? And then, in fact, now I'll go back a bit. When I first get to the house, God damn it. When I first get to the house, there's a bunch of people there, right? People that live here. There's like, I don't know, five blokes. There's one girl and the person that owns it. She was only there for that night, right? And then, yeah, everyone's just there, right? I'm thinking, there's another girl, actually. Oh, they're together, they're an item. They're, you know, this girl and that guy, they're an item. And then that guy, I think he's new. I think he speaks, you know, getting to grips with who people are, you know what I mean? Like, maybe getting a few names here and there and trying to remember them, that type of thing. Anyway, so a few days later, the one girl, right, who's with the other guy, she goes, hey, are you a fan of Carnival? You know, is it your thing? Do you like it? And I was like, I don't really like crowds, but Carnival is cool. I went to one in Portugal. I haven't been to it in Brazil yet, you know? She was like, let's go tomorrow. Right, we're thinking about going up. So come tomorrow. I was like, yeah, all right, sound. Yeah, no worries. So tomorrow comes and I'm there and I'm thinking, where is everyone? You know, where is everyone? And so I should probably have a coffee. And so, yeah. I see this girl, right? And she's like, hey, yep, you ready to go? I was like, yeah. I said, where's everyone else? And she goes, the French guy's just there. He's going to be ready in a minute, right? And there's a French guy that was living in our house for a few days, and he was moving to a hotel, and he was, you know, talking about Carnival. He didn't really speak Portuguese that well. And so I was like, I'm the translator here. This is why I've been invited. I'm the only guy here that can speak, you know, English and Portuguese kind of both good enough to be a translator. So I was like, all right, no worries. I'll come along as a translator. That's fine. You know? And so we call the Uber, right? Get an Uber. Turns out it's just me, this girl and this French guy, right? So I'm like, oh, that's cool. No worries. So we get an Uber, right? And then we get to the hotel that he's dropping his stuff off at, right? And then he gets out the Uber and then goes into the hotel to drop his stuff off. We're still in the Uber. Uber drives off, right? Girl's in the back, I'm in the front. Uber drives off. I'm thinking, hold on, are we not waiting for old mate? Is he not coming with us? Like, and she goes, no, he was just moving. She's not Brummy. No, he was just moving to the new hotel. I can't even do a Brummy accent. Although next week I will, because Charlie's coming. Anyway. What was I saying? Yeah. And she goes, no, he's just moving hotel. I'm going to try and pick up the energy now, man. She goes, no, he's just moving to the third time. He's just moving to this hotel. I was like, all right. So it's just, it's just me and you going? And she was like, yeah. I was like, all right. Sound. I was thinking, does her boyfriend not mind? Bit weird. It's Brazil. It's different. People are different. It's a different thing, you know? And so we get to, the carnival, right? The carnival. So foreign. And, it was fun, man. Carnival is insane. If you've seen any pictures or videos, it's like, imagine a conga line, right? but at the front and in the middle, a big, massive kind of like people on stilts and like floats and people holding up signs and all that stuff. But the conga line also is like 10 or 15 people wide, right? And so you just kind of join that and just kind of dance your way down the street. Just kind of dance your way down, man. It's a good time. It is a good time. It is, it's relatively insane. It's relatively insane. It really is. Like, it's, I don't know. I feel like a lot of my friends, a lot of people I know would see it and they'd go, that would never be allowed in England. There's too many things that are just too foreign. I don't mean like foreigners and geographically. Like for instance, right? One of the common ways to dress, right? As a girl in Carnival, right? It's relatively common. Is you put on some what are they called? I don't know. Some bottoms, we call it in England, but skimpy, obviously, right? It's Brazil. And then, right, no shirt, right? Who needs a shirt? It's warm, right? Who needs one, right? But then just some paint, right? Just little bits of paint covering up the important parts, you know what I mean, right? Just because, you know, you're in the street, there's kids there. It's, you know, covering the important parts, right? Which is fine, right? Which is fine. Gets a bit weird, right? When it rains, as it did an awful lot. It rained for ages. We were just in the rain, in this 15-person conga, just dancing our way down the street, just boogieing on down the lane, just in the rain, man. Absolutely mental. So, yeah, Carnival, again, hard to put into words, man. Hard to put into words, but ever so fun. Anyway, So Carnival, and we're there, and this is just before, right? We were waiting, just chilling, having some drinks, you know. And I said to this girl, her name is, let's call her Kat, as that is her name. And so I said to her, I said, just joking around. Like, she go, I said, you got to help me out, because she goes, why are you in Brazil? I said, I'm looking for a wife, you know, as a joke, you know. And she took it as a joke, it's fine. And then it kind of carried on the joke, you know. I was like, what about her? Pointing at girls, like, what about her? She's like, oh, yeah, she could be my wife. She looks nice. She looks smart, you know. And like, you know, doing all this, right? And then, I'm trying to think what happened then. And then we went to Carnival, and it's fine. It was all good. And I was getting vibes, right? Getting vibes. Getting vibes. Oh yeah, and then this is important for the story. And then, while I was doing all this, what about her? She goes, you know, what are you looking for in a wife? You know, I said, right, smart, right, funny, right. This is the classic list: smart, funny, strong, right, forte, strong, and Brazilian. Anyway, and so and she was like, fuck, strong, like she didn't understand. I was like, strong in the mind, like, you know, if someone says, hey, you know, do you want to do this, and you don't want to do it, you say, no, I don't want to do it. It's stuff like that. It's strong, you know. She goes, okay. Anyway, so later on comes, that's not a thing. So time moves on. and we're kind of wrapping up our Carnival stuff, right? And we're getting an Uber, right? On the way back, getting an Uber. And then I was like, that was it. I said, so, because I could tell there was something going on. So I wanted to find out a bit more about a fella, see what the deal is, because it's a bit weird, right? Because I could tell there was a vibe, right? A bit weird. So I said, right. So I said, I'm terrible. This is classic detective work. This is, I said, I'm terrible with names. I am. I said, so who have we got in the house? We got this bloke, and he's a tall one. We got that bloke, and he's a tall one. Then we got the other one. He's your fella, right? And so we've got, and she goes, no, hold on, what? I said, that one, he's, which one's your fella then? She goes, no, I don't have a fella. I was like, what? And then it was one of those moments where it all kind of crystallizes together, and like all kind of in your head, you see these visions of things that have happened, and then they all make sense now, you know? It's like, oh, do you want to come to Carnival? You know, is the French guy not coming with us? You know what I'm saying? That's everything. Oh, what type of girl are you looking for? And so... So it all kind of, it all kind of happened, right? And then we were talking about something else, right? You know. And then she goes, you didn't find your potential wife, like. And I was like, I was thinking, right? Trying to play it cool, right? Thinking. And I said, well. How did I put it? It was brilliant. I said, well, and I was counting on my fingers, like, I said, well, smart, right? Funny, right? Brazilian, right? And I looked at her, I said, forte, like, strong, And then she starts laughing because she still doesn't understand that. I said, no, I think I've found her. It was brilliant. Oh, it was brilliant. Oh, man. I love these moments. This is all I want in life. All I want in life is to create moments that are like film moments, movie moments, you know, because that's what everyone wants really in life, you know. Is that not why we travel, why we go to these places? So we can have these moments that are moments that should be in movies, you know what I mean? This is why I go motorcycling and camping, to have that moment where you're camping next to the tent, the motorcycle's there, you've got the music on. That's a movie moment, man. I'm chasing that movie moment, you know? And like, I don't know, kissing in the rain. Who doesn't want to do that? You know, these movie moments, man, that's what makes life. Because it's so much easier to remember them as well. And when you do remember them, you remember them better than they were, because in your head, it's a movie moment. There's a soundtrack. You know? Oh, man, I love it. And that was a movie moment, you know? It was brilliant. It was brilliant. Anyway. That's fun. So the seed was planted, right? Seed was planted. This is a travel podcast. Believe me, it is. All right. So then, this is why I should do the Hayden Lee show, you know what I mean? Anyway, so next day, I think it was the next day anyway, or the day after or whatever, right? And I'm chilling, as I often am. And she appears, right? Same bird. And I was like, oh, what are you up to? She goes, I don't know, I'm feeling a bit hungry. I was like, yeah, me too. Sound. Let's go to the bakery just down the road, right? I'm going to try and pick up the energy. So we go down to the bakery and she goes, we should go somewhere else, you know, fancy eating somewhere else. I was like, all right, sound. So we walk a bit further and we get some acai, right? Amazing. Love it, obviously. Acai, the best. And so we get some of that and she goes, oh, the beach is just over there. Let's go have a chill. I was like, oh, I sound. So we walk down to the beach and then we end up walking the whole distance of the beach, you know. And we were chatting. And here's me. Here's me in my head thinking, oh, man, I love movie moments. How can we create another one? The seed's planted. We need some germination here, right? Honestly, this is a travel podcast. This is all happening in Brazil. I'm not from Brazil. Travel podcast, right? Anyway, so we're walking, right? And we're chatting. And then this bloke, you know, like those... I don't want to call them Jesus blokes, but those Jesus blokes, they have have a little piece of paper and they say, Jesus wants you to do whatever Jesus wants you to do. And here's a piece of paper to let you know about his work, you know. So here you go. Have a read of this and see what you think. That's all implied with the come to Jesus, here's a piece of paper thing. Anyway, so he gives us each this piece of paper. And we're walking. And she's reading it. I said, what does it say? And every sentence, right? Each sentence starts with, God says, right? God says, be nice to people. God says, create movie moments, you know what I mean? God says, do this. God says, do that, right? He's saying a lot of stuff. And she's reading it, right? And we're walking, bit of a sunset, right? Movie moment, bit of a sunset. I'm sensing, I've got a sixth sense for these things. I'm sensing movie moment incoming, right? Beach, sunset, girl, me, right? Piece of paper, God says, I'm thinking, hey, I can, right? I have the tools. We can rebuild him, right? So, 80s reference, lovely. So anyway, so she's like, God says do this, God says do that, right? And then I say, hold on, let's have a read. So I'm there and I'm looking at it, right? I said, hold on, what's this bit on? Getting more like Woody Allen by the day. So I said, what's this on the back, right? What's this on the back? I'm pretending to read, right? I'm squinting at it. I said, God says, and I was trying to think as I'm saying it, because by this point, I didn't know what I was going to say. I just knew it was going to be really cheesy, right? So I was reading it, squinting. God says, the beautiful woman, pretending like I'm reading, beautiful woman should kiss the man, the cool man should kiss the cool man. And she's laughing, you know, she's laughing. And it went on like that for a bit. And it was beautiful. It was brilliant, right? It's fun creating those movie moments. Am I going to try and link this back to travel? I don't think I am. It's just, yeah, it's... it's fun, man. Movie moments. That's I am going to try and link it back, aren't I? I don't know, man. I think it's a good thing to, if I can, if you were to think about one thing this week, all right, to take away from this, right? If you were to think about one thing and take it with you throughout the week, this is probably what it would be. The movie moment. Why is that so hard to say? Movie moments thing, right? I don't know what it is about it. Actually. I just love it. Just love it. It doesn't even have to be romantic movie moments, you know? Like walking through that favela, right? Walking through that favela. I think I would have preferred it if there was just a horse, right? On the side of the street, and a saloon, right? and a bit of a tumbleweed. You know what I mean? I would have preferred it if there was a tumbleweed. That would have just made it for me, you know? This is what I'm chasing. I think this is also what I'm chasing a lot of things, man. I think this is what I'm chasing. Movie moments, man. What is it about that? Does anyone else feel like this? Is anyone else chasing those moments? Because I really am. It's like when you're, even the simplest things, when you're in a car and you're going to a party or you're going somewhere and it's, I don't know, it just feels free, or you're going on holiday or something like that. And it's like one of you gets out of the sunroof and you're just there like, yeah. And then you've got, what's it called? Heroes by David Bowie blasting, you know? Imagine that. That is a movie moment. Who doesn't want to live through that, man? I love these movie moments. I kind of am chasing them. And I hadn't realized this until I started recording this episode and talking about this stuff. But now I realize that. And now what I'm going to do is try and make more of them. So we'll see how that goes. Hell yeah. Yeah, I like that. It's a good realization. I am warm right now. I had to turn off both of the fans and close the window. Whew. Anyway, as I said, I'm moving in 2 days. I'm going back to Lemmy. Lemmy, that's an incredibly weird way of saying it. I think I said it that way because it rhymes with my sister's name. Anyway, so I'm going now and it's going to be fun. Yeah, I've already told you about it. But then, like 2 days after, Charlie's coming, who I'm always mentioning. I can't wait to get my Birmingham accent back. That'd be fun. Then I want her to teach this girl, the movie moment girl. Let's call her Kat, because that's her name. I want her to teach her English in a Brummie accent, because that'd be hilarious. Anyway. And is this wrong, right? Tell me if this is wrong. If this is a wrong, selfish thing to do, right? So this girl, let's call her Kat, that's her name. There's some things she says, she's learning English, and there's some things she says in English that are wrong, right? But incredibly cute, right? So I'm not telling her, like the word women, right? She says womans, right? Very cute. So I'm not telling her. Because I love it every time I hear it. Is that wrong? Am I a bad person? Oh, man, I love it. Anyway, right, okay, where are we? Yeah, so when Charlie comes, this is what I do. When people come to visit me when I'm in a place, I'll go and do stuff. I don't really do a lot of stuff. I like to live in a place, you know what I mean? Like when I was in Rome, I was just kind of being in Rome. And then my mom came and then I went to, what's it called, what's that place called? All the folk that are encapsulated is a weird word. All the folk with the volcanic ash, you know, Pompeii. There you go, Pompeii. Went to Pompeii, you know, because my mom was there. Went to the other place. Went to see the Colosseum. And it's only because someone else was there, you know. And that's always what I do. So when Charlie's coming, we're gonna go do some things and see some places. So this is my list, right? And this is the definitive list of stuff to do in and around Rio. According to me, I've only been to do like two of these things. So we'll see. I'll tell you after we do them, but this is the definitive list, right? So first few days, 10 days, obviously, right? I'm still, you know, I'm not as white as I used to be. I'm still, you know, fairly white. So a couple of tan days, just to fit in a bit more. Then we're going to the Sugar Loaf, because, you know, you got to go to the Sugar Loaf, you know, climb the old loaf. Then we're going to go to the, what do they call it in English? I can only think of the Australian, the CBD, the, city centre. There you go. And go to the parks and the libraries and the museums, that type of stuff. Because I know it sounds like that's an old person thing to do, but you know what? It ain't. It ain't. Parks are amazing. Libraries are some of my favorite things in the world, man. Libraries, a Melbourne library. If you're in Melbourne right now and you haven't been to the library, go to the library. It's amazing, right? Libraries are amazing. Museums are great too, right? And then the botanical gardens. Oh, again, another thing that sounds like that's something that you do when you're 60, you know what I mean? But look at some pictures of the botanical gardens in Rio. Oh, amazing. And then this is something that I said to Charlie, that I said, there's this thing, and I know it's super lame, but I know you're going to want to do it because I know her, right? You know those pictures, right? Those folk. Why am I saying folk? Those pictures of those folk hanging off that rock. And it's like, wow, they're hanging off that rock. And, you know, the background is like, you know, the sea, you know, and they look super, super high up. And they're just hanging off the rock with one arm. Wow. Well, it's actually like 5 foot off the rock underneath it. But if you get the right camera angle, it looks like you're just, you know, thousands of meters in the air. So I said, and she goes, yep, definitely. We're definitely doing that. So we're doing that. Got a hire a car for it. It's down in the south. But yeah, so we're doing that. Just search Hanging Rock Rio. Anyway, an evening in Lapa, because that's a touristy thing to do, but it's like, it's kind of like, what's it like? I don't know. Lapa is like, it's, if you're a tourist and you're in Rio and you're staying in a hostel and you've just met some 21-year-old folk and they're out on a booze tour, you're going to Lapa, right? That's what Lapa is. But it's also really cool as well. There's a whole different part to it as well. Anyway, so we're going to go to Lapa one evening just because it's good. I've got good memories of that. You know, there's some nice pool halls, like old school pool halls. Anyway. And then apparently there's a sunset, a good sunset, a place to watch a sunset at Dona Marta. Don't even know what that is. And then there's a, I don't know why I'm going through this list. What's this? Confiter. No, that one's not interesting. And then an evening in Botafogo, which is one of my favorite places. It's kind of like the San Francisco. No, yeah, the San Francisco or the Portland of Rio, you know. It's like the Camden of Rio. It's, you go there, you can get a coffee, you know. Yeah, obviously you can get a coffee anyway. But there's coffees, there's bars with all those different beers on that people like, and mustaches everywhere, you know. It's that type of place. And that's not strictly my type of place. I mean, I'll have a coffee in the morning, but that's me done. And I don't even like beer, let alone artisanal. This is made out of some other weird type of wheat beer. So, but it's a cool vibe, so that's good. And then a bit of a hike, and then Knockout, the UFC bar, obviously. Going to go there, watch some UFC. And then movie night, which we talked about. And then there's this place that I've been before with Isabella in the past. And it's some islands and you can eat, what are they called in English? God damn it. Camarão. Prawns. There you go. Straight out of the water. Well, why have I gone so relentlessly English right now? Yeah, straight out of the water. And you take a little tugboat to get there. Tugboat's not the right word. Anyway, right, tell you what, let's get into some questions, because you can tell that I have another coffee, can't you? You can, can't you? I'm just saying what's happened and going through a list of what I'm going to do. Oh, man. It's because I've been in the same place for a little bit and I've been doing a hell of a lot of work, you know, and that kind of, I feel, you know what I mean? I feel like I need to stretch or go for a run or something. Anyway, right, here's some questions. This first one is from K.Klemke. Good, we had to say. She says, I believe it's she. Yeah, Kara, of course it is. She says, we were talking about the name of, what's it called? Cubed to Globe. She says, what about Unbound? If you're going to go that route, that's because I said uncaged. Kind of a play on words, she says, plus verb, used with object, unbound, unbinding, to release from bonds or restraint, as a prisoner, free. Yeah, I'm not a number. I'm a free man. That was weird, because that, no one will get their, well, some people might get their references from a TV show called The Prisoner, or an Iron Maiden song, right? Which is actually from the TV show The Prisoner, filmed in Port Merion in North Wales, right? So always reminds me of the Elephant Man, though, because it's a very, very similar quote. I'm not an animal, I'm a human being. I'm not a number, I'm a free man. Anyway. Is that the answer you were expecting, Cara? Yeah. I like Unbound, but it does remind me of the Avenged Sevenfold Unbound. Avenged Sevenfold song, just missed out a word of the sentence, huh? Avenged Sevenfold song, Unbound. So potentially, potentially. But Uncaged reminds me of the Zac Brown song. Uncaged, they're very similar words, let's be fair. Anyway, I do like that though. Yeah, let's think of some more. Let's think of some more. Thank you for that. Next one is from Joe Carter with a zero for the O and an underscore after it. He says, hey man, how you going? I'm going well, thank you very much. He says, I messaged a while ago about me setting off on my travels to Thailand and Australia. That's why you're saying, how you going? And you read it out on your show and answered my fears on meeting people. I remember I was in was I in Germany? No, I was in a room with some German people. I was just about to go to Poland. Ooh, where was I? Might have been in Romania, Poland, that sort of area. Anyway, I remember that message. Yeah. God damn it. All right, where are we? And answered my fears on meeting people and feeling lonely while I'm overseas. Well, I'm now over 4 months into my trip. Hell yeah. And a lot has changed. Thanks to you. Oh, you're too kind. You are too kind. I traveled the north of Thailand and the islands in the south, meeting some amazing people along the way and making memories to last a lifetime. Now, were they movie memories? That's my question. They probably were. Where are we? I'm now in Melbourne. Best city in the world. That's me, not Joe. Although he probably thinks it too. Currently messaging you whilst on a tram from St. Kilda to the CBD. Oh, man, which tram is that? 50, I've got 52 in my head, or 25. Is it 25? Tram 25. I can't remember. Oh, man. Oh, I'm a little bit jealous, man. I love Melbourne, man. I really do. And managed to find myself a job that involves me driving all over Victoria and New South Wales by myself in my own van. Nice. That's the way to do it, man. Everywhere from Geelong and Phillip Island all the way to Albury and Wagga Wagga in East South Wales. Ah, Albury. Once played a gig in Albury. If I recall correctly, that's right on the border of New South Wales and Victoria. And there's a, what's it called? There's like like the Shelbyville to the, where are they from in The Simpsons? The hell are they from? Oh, man. Come on. I grew up with The Simpsons. Hi, I'm Bart Simpson. I'm from, that doesn't help, Springfield. There you go. The Shelbyville to their Springfield, Albury. Albury and, is it Wagga Wagga, actually? One of those, anyway. But yeah, we played a gig there. It was amazing. Living the dream, he says. You definitely are, man. In a few short months, me and my girlfriend are moving to Perth, after which we will be driving up the East Coast. Hold on. Perth and then driving up. Hold on. I'm confused here. So you're going up to, Perth, famously on the West Coast. And then what? Are you then going to the East Coast and then driving up Queensland? Unless you meant West Coast. We'll see. Anyway. Just wanted to thank you for giving me the courage to be myself and speak to new people. Your podcast is amazing. I recommend it to everyone. Sorry for the long message. Get working on those pins, badges, patches, please, brother. Man, okay. First of all, thank you. And you're too kind. Thank you very much. I appreciate it, man. I appreciate it. Like I said, people say it a lot, I've heard it a lot, if I can, allow one person to do what they want, if I can change one person's view, if I can help one person, it will all be worth it. And you always think, yeah, really? Really? But then when you actually do, you go, yeah, I understand. So thank you for that, man. That's amazing. Makes me feel good. Thank you. And yeah, get to work on those pins, badges, patches. Yeah, it ain't me, right? You guys listening to this right now. If you're listening to this right now, right, and you can draw, right, or you can do something on Photoshop, probably better, then do it, right? Do it, and then we'll make a shop with pins. That's what they're called, pins, badges. And I was just about to quote, what's it called? I'm doing some old school quotes today. What's it called? We don't need no stinking badges. No? No one? I mean, it's before my time. Oh, what's that film? It's Blazing Saddles. There you go. Wouldn't be made today, that's for sure. Anyway, yeah, so send me in some designs and we'll get a shop going. As if you recall, everything will go to whatever charity we choose. We'll figure something out. Anyway, this is from CJ Moment. They say, I'm going to go with they. Hold on, hold on. Clive James. Of course it is. Clive James. Sorry, Clive James. He says, just watched Anvil. That was my movie recommendation of the week. What a lovely guy Lips is. Man, you know what I'm saying? Like, every year I watch it, I think, be more like Lips. I'm not sure he will ever be financially rich, but his take on life, the good, the bad, it will probably make him more happy than too much money ever could. Unique, inspiring. Yes, man. Yes, that's exactly right. I don't know what it is. He's living life. And it, like you say, it doesn't even... If he continued to work in that you know, the food delivery thing, and he just jammed with Rob Reiner, was his name Rob Reiner? Anyway, it jammed with Rob. Was it Rob, the drummer? every week, and just jammed with him, and just played at the local pub or whatever. And he made it to 90 on his deathbed. He'd still be happy, you know, because he. I don't know, man. Oh, it's such a good film. You guys really should watch that. Makes you think about yourself, you know. Anyway, this is from wild.hornbury. He says, hey mate, I'm heading to South America in November. Will you still be here? I'll be there, rather. Might have to make a detour to Brazil to catch up. I won't. Hold on. Have we met? Hold on. The name Luke rings a bell, obviously. But also, you look familiar. I'm such a bad person. If we've met, I apologize. If we haven't, then we should. One day, we should. No, November, I'll probably be in the States, to be honest. But now I'm leaving here in July, end of July. So we'll see. But have fun in South America, man. But who knows? I might be here. Who knows? This one is from... Oh, I have trouble with this name. E-W-I-C-K-Y, Vicky. She said, hey, Hayden, listening to you try to pronounce my Instagram... Oh, here we go. Try to pronounce my Instagram name was cracking me up. It's... Oh, maybe I should have read this first. It's ew... Oh, I get it. Ew... That's hard to say without saying the word for I in Portuguese. Ew... that's really confusing. It's that Portugalish thing again, because I'm saying ew, but like in my head that means I. Ew, icky, Vicky. There we go. That was difficult. Yeah, I get it. Kind of an inside joke, right? Nice. Okay, there you go. I'll remember that. Anyway, bummer you haven't been to Ireland. Yeah, tell me about it. But in more recent news, I'll be back in Costa Rica in a few weeks. Might stop by Nicaragua if I can swing it. I love this, man. How good is that as a sentence? I just love isolating sentence. You know, might stop by Nicaragua. Like, imagine saying that 100 years ago. I'm going to Costa Rica. Might stop by Nicaragua. Maybe. Who knows? We'll see. See what I feel like. Any tips on these places? I'm excited to use some Spanish and get a much needed tan. On your last podcast, you mentioned coming to Florida in August. I live in Jacksonville, but I'm from Orlando, so I try to make day trips. If you're anywhere close by, I'd love to meet up. Instead of cubed to globe, here we go, maybe call it ditching the 9 to 5. Nice, I like it. I look forward to hearing more about Brazil and your Portuguese. No way. Exchanges. Big love, Tori. Oh, Tori is in Victoria. There we go. Yeah, Costa Rica and Nicaragua. I actually don't know. Haven't been there. Ain't been there. You know what I mean? If you're thinking Costa Rica, then I would recommend, you probably already listened to it, but Jump with Traveling Jackie, I think it's called. But yeah, it used to be the Budget-Minded Traveler. She knows Costa Rica. And she'll definitely have some, what's it called, episodes on Costa Rica. So I would recommend having a listen to that. Yeah. But yeah, ditching 9 to 5 like that. Oh yeah, Orlando. I'll be there August, mid-August, something like that, like 8th or the 15th or something like that. So yeah, definitely. Let's hang out, 100%, 100%. If anyone else is in Orlando or Florida in general in August, let me know. Let's hang out. Let's do some more hanging out, man. You know, like I'm thinking maybe when I get back, let's try and talk properly. Maybe when I get back to England, I think, because I'm going to go via London, you know, because it's cheaper to fly. So maybe when I come back via London, I'll do like a meetup in London. And if any of you guys can get to London, then let's all meet up in London and just have a chill, you know, talk about stuff, have an evening, whatever, do whatever. Make some movie moments, you know what I mean? We could do the same in the States. I don't know, we'll figure it out. Thinking about moving to Los Angeles, but we'll talk about that another time. Right then. This next one is from Stanley_Spice. I love Stanley Spice, man. Right, he says, fellow biker he is. He goes, hope you're well and enjoying Brazil. I am. I'm currently in Dubai, nice, working with the Special Olympics Great Britain team, nice, supporting them in the World Games. Teams from around the world are competing in lots of different sports. It's an awesome event and gives athletes with special needs and intellectual disabilities the opportunity to not only perform on the world stage against other athletes at the top of their game, but also but to also travel and experience the cultures and traditions of other countries. That's cool. I like that, man. Not to mention making friends with people from all over the globe. I'm making the most of my time here and making friends I can go and visit while on my travels. That's a good idea, man. Banking them up in the old Rolodex. Loving that. Where are we? Got hookups in Austria, Slovenia, Bosnia, and Italy already. That's the way to do it, man. By the way, if any of you guys ever need hookups in any countries in Europe, like, let me know. Like, I know a lot of people in a lot of countries. Right? Anyway. I'm heading around Europe again this May on my bike. Oh man, Stanley Spice is such a legend. If you or any listeners can give me any tips on riding through the following countries, I'd be grateful. Germany, Austria, Slovenia, Croatia, Montenegro, Italy, Switzerland. Here we go. You can follow my trip at Chopper Travels. Chopper is in the style of bicycle and travels is in what we all do. There we go. Thanks, Stanley. Cool. Okay, so Germany. Let's see. Germany's a big place, man. Germany's a very big place. I'd say. So it depends. It depends what tips. Depends what tips you'd need. You know what tips you want. Germany's great for camping. A lot of camping in Germany. Same with Austria. And in fact, if you're when you're going to Austria, let me know because you can hook up with Linus. I'll get old Linus. He's a great pillion, tell you that. Hook up with Linus and he's an awesome guy. Hang out with him. Like he'll show you Austria. Yeah, legend. So I'd recommend that. I'm just, just saying, yeah, Linus is going to hang out with everyone. Call him up. He's like, what? Anyway. Slovenia, not so sure. Croatia. Oh, Croatia. One of my favorite countries. Yes, Croatia on the motorcycle. That is one thing. That's a movie moment from this trip, man. You want to start up in the north and then on the, is it the Istria? That's purely from memory. That is Istria, the Istria coast. Go there. That's just basically the top coast, you know, on the top left or northwest, if you will. And then you want to hug the coastline until you get to Dubrovnik. Like, honestly, it's, you know, 10, 12 hour ride, something like that. Do it in a few days and this, like, oh man, it's okay. Okay, so you get on a bike and then you're traveling down this coastal line and it's just, it's like spaghetti roads and like, you got the mountains on one side, you've got the sea the other side and you can just ride in the sunshine, just ride and ride, go around these corners all day long. It's just the nicest thing. And then, whenever you want, every like mile or so, there's like a little, they call it a campsite. There's like a little campsite just on the bank is it a river or a sea? I think it's a sea actually. I can't remember. On the bank of the sea, there's just campsites every mile or 5 miles or something like that. So whenever you want, you just chill. You can just stop and just stop for the night and then get up in the morning. Ride again. Oh, it's the best, man. It's the best. And then you get down to Dubrovnik, and Dubrovnik's an amazing place. But that ride down to Dubrovnik, man, I would recommend that. That is going to be amazing. Montenegro. I can't remember that much. Montenegro. There was one of them I needed. I think Montenegro might have been the one that I... hopefully it'll still be the same guard, actually, because you have to have a green card, you know, for the insurance for the bike. And the guy liked Harleys, so I was like, come on, mate. He goes, yeah, all right, no worries. And so hopefully it's the same guy. what else have we got? Italy. Ooh, Italy. What's it called? It's better than Pompeii. Herculaneum. Better than Pompeii. So I'd recommend doing that as opposed to Pompeii. Italy. Oh, there's so many things in Italy. Go all the way down to, what's it called, that place? Godfather. Brain's not firing, man. What's the place? Where's he from? The Godfather. Apollonia, you know? Blows up in a car. Spoiler. It's from 1973, come on. This place. The place called Sicily. There you go. Yeah, go all the way down there. I don't know, man. See, this is the thing. Like, I've got no tips, really, because it's just like, go there and have your own movie, in a way, you know? Like, just go and see what you find. There are little tips, like Herculaneum's better than Pompeii, but I'd imagine you probably won't be going to those places anyway. Like I said before, I only went because my mom was there, you know? So, man, you're just going to love it. My one tip, though, is go to Romania and do the Transfăgărașan. I can totally say that now. Yeah, do the Transfăgărașan. Oh, yeah, chanting it now. I'd recommend that 100%. Right, this next one. I think this is the last one. Last one of the day. Last one. I am so warm. Honestly, I am mostly liquid. Right. This one is from Matt John Walk. Matt Walker. He says, "Hey, Lee, my last message was a bit short. Was it?" He says, got a lot of catching up to do. This was a very interesting episode. Thank you very much. He says, "My last message was a bit short. I've been listening since you were on the Budget-Minded Traveller back in August. No way. I've gotten through all 137 episodes while driving up and down the motorway." No way. But then 137 episodes, that's insane. That's crazy. Thank you very much. I don't know what to say. I don't know what to say. Thank you, man. That honestly means a lot. Because I say this, I've said this before. I know what it's like when you find a podcast that you want to listen to every episode on. I know what that's like. And I appreciate that this is that for you. So thank you, man. I appreciate that a lot. He says, where are we? "Looking forward to hearing all the new episodes from Brazil and any Cube episodes / other traveler interviews. Cheers from Matt, UK. I know people never put their location down. Nuneaton, not far from your hometown." Here we go. So, okay, firstly, I know. I'll go into that afterwards. But Nuneaton, yeah, I know Nuneaton. I went to university in Coventry, you see, and I worked in two places in Nuneaton. One was, I don't think they even have them anymore, the Little Chef. That's right. And it was my second Little Chef that I worked at. I worked in one in Oswestry, right, which is in Powys, which is the first county in Wales. It's on the border, borders Shropshire. All right, anyway. So I worked in a Little Chef in Oswestry Street, and it was sad, actually. I think I've talked about this before. I worked in a Little Chef in Oswestry Street. That was before I went to uni, I think, something like that. And just to get some money together, you know. Or while I was in college, maybe, I don't know. Anyway, and so then I went to uni, and then in one of the years, I can't remember which one it was, I went to work in a Little Chef in Nuneaton as well, or on the way to Nuneaton, I think. It was on the A. Not the A1. It might have been the A1. Anyway, A40? And then A25? No, that's Stoke. Yeah, so I worked in there. But then, years later, right, after uni this was, years later, maybe a year after uni. So this is, you're talking 5 years after I worked at the one in Oswestry, right? By the way, for foreign listeners, for American listeners, Little Chef is kind of like Denny's, I suppose, kind of like Denny's / IHOP, but not as, it's hard to, how would you describe a Little Chef to someone, fellow Anglos? It's kind of like Denny's, isn't it? You know, But it's not fast food. You go there for a cooked breakfast, you know, beans. That's what you have there. Sausages, that type of stuff. Anyway, this is a travel podcast. So I went back there maybe five years later, just because I was passing. And I thought this would be a nice trip down memory lane. I love a bit of nostalgia, me. So I went in there, all right? And same people, right? They were working there when I was working there, were working there. That was a sentence. Same people. The only difference was each person had moved up one rung, right? The supervisor was now the manager, you know? The griddle cook was now the whatever above that supervisor, I guess. And it was, I don't know, man. This was shortly before we moved to Australia, you know? This might have had a big hand in it, you know? Because it's like, well, there, that could have easily been me. That could have easily been me. You know, you get tied up in a job and then you see the ladder in front of you and everything tells you, well, if I can just get up to the next step in this job, I'll learn a bit more. It'd be a little bit easier for me, you know, it'd be nicer. And you do that and you think, oh, then there's another rung, yeah? I think that's probably something that contributed to my travel. Who knows? Anyway, yeah, Nuneaton. Worked in Little Chef Nuneaton. Also worked in a petrol station in Nuneaton. So there you go. I had to quit because there's a big hill if you go from Coventry to Nuneaton. This is the worst podcast ever. If you go from Coventry to Nuneaton, there's a big hill you got to go up. I was going up at one time and my car was from 1988, you see. It was an automatic Renault 9, right? Which is kind of like a Renault Alliance. It's the European version. Have a look at Renault 9. It's like the sedan saloon version of a Renault 5, right? 1988. Lovely car it was. Lovely car. When I bought it, Tangent City, when I bought it, it only had, right, 1988, 300 miles on the clock, right? Genuine, because it was only owned by this one old woman in this little, because I lived in Wales in the time, in this little Welsh village. She'd owned this Renault 9 since new in 1988, right? She'd done 300 miles in it, 300 miles since 1988, right? But had it regularly serviced. Oh, man, you know what I'm saying? Only the driver's seat, that's the one, only the driver's seat had ever been used. You know what I'm saying? Bargain of the century. It was 300 quid. 300 quid, bargain of the century. It's a quid a mile, right? What's my point? Yeah, took it to uni. And it couldn't handle this hill anymore. I don't know what it was, but it exploded. I can't remember what it was that exploded, but something did. And then it was too much. It was a write-off. Well, it was only 300 quid, so it was obviously a write-off. Anyway. Nuneaton, right? He continues to say, not even the end of the message, continues to say, oh, P.S. Thanks for the shout out on the last podcast. No worries, man. Here you go. Have another. I had a list of things I wanted to say when I listened to the podcast. Then I go to write a message and bam, it's out of my head. Yeah, man, that happens. Imagine that, but instead of writing a message, it's recording a podcast for an hour. So yeah, happens to the best of us, man. But yeah, the other thing he said was, the Cube episodes, right? So this week I'm gonna pick, I think I already know the two, but I'm just gonna make sure they're up for it as well. I'm gonna pick two people and we're gonna do some Cube to Globe. God damn it. I'm gonna pick two people, I'm gonna talk to them, and we're gonna do that, and that's gonna happen. So fairly soonish we're gonna be rolling on Cube to Globe, and I'm thinking, what, Monday and Wednesday, something like that, and then have this version of this type of episode on the Friday, or have this one on the Wednesday and then do Monday, Friday, whatever, we'll see, whatever works. There's a lot of episodes, isn't it? I've got some catching up to do, haven't I? So that's what we'll do. I'll be sorting that out. Anyway, next week I'll be in my new place. We'll be in the middle of this list I was talking about earlier on, so I'm going to be way more awake. And less warm, because I'll have the air conditioning on in there. That'd be nice. So we'll do it then. I'm going to attempt to get Charlie to come in on the podcast. I've always said she should, and she always said she doesn't want to. So we'll see. We shall see. I'm going to try and get that going. All right. Cool. Anyway, thank you for listening. And thank you for all your messages. They genuinely mean a lot. And there'll be some more, what's it called? Get up and go next week. There'll be some more get up and go, you know what I mean? I'll have some stuff to talk about. I'll talk about some travel stuff as well, you know? But thank you for listening anyway. And then we'll have Cube the Globe soon. That's not going to be what it's called. Oh, I did think of another one. Couldn't remember. I don't know. I'll think about it. Anyway, nice to talk to you. And I will talk to you all. Oh, if you want to send in a message, goddamn. If you want to send in a message, Instagram at Backpack Digital, like a backpack that is not analog. And I'll speak to you guys all. Doesn't make any sense. Okay, let's end it. Bye. Bye. Bye.